Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sam Harshaney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace throws the ball into Christman, who tags Trosky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Campbell moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack bunts in front of the plate. Harshaney fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harshaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Christman, who tags Chapman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Keltner trying to get to third. Grace throws the ball into Clift, who tags Keltner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kennedy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harshaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Mark Christman. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner pinch runs for Billy Sullivan. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hogue reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing center field. Don Hefner now playing shortstop. John Whitehead now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harshaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harshaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.